In all these temples, we're told of how the Lord has appeared out of his own wish to fulfill the desires of his devotees. Nowadays, we build a temple, we plan it, we fix an opening date and all this kind of thing. There are many ceremonies performed at the installation of the deity. Hare Krishna.
How much?
I said higher ceremony they will offer bhoga. So they will, it will be open for another half an hour. After that they will.
So we should finish within 20 minutes or so. So there is the prana pratishtha ceremony is performed. Although the actual ceremony is that the devotee will invite them. The actual meaning is the devotee will invite the Lord, please come and bestow your mercy upon the people. This is going to be useless. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It seems the problem is here.
Hare Krishna.
Although, if someone has the ability to establish prana in the deity, then he must be greater than God. So the real thing is that not that the devotee is establishing the Lord, but he's inviting him to come. But these temples in which the Lord has appeared out of his own desire to reciprocate with his devotees, these temples are considered more valuable actually. Because the Lord has appeared in response to the bhakti of his devotees. When we establish a temple, we do so because we are attracted to the Lord and we want to worship him. Which is very nice, that is very good. But where the Lord appears in these forms, it means he's coming because he's attracted to the bhakti of his devotees. So that's why, actually, if we're to establish a temple, a devotee has to invite the Lord, you please come and accept the worship. Not that by following rules and rituals and chanting mantras that the Lord is obliged to appear. It's not like that. The Lord is independent. We should not think that he is a piece of stone. He performs his pastimes according to his own design. So he appears in these forms to show mercy to his devotees. And those who are devotees, they interact very sweetly with the Lord. We know that Sripad Ramanujacharya and the other acharyas, they used to speak with the deities. Prabhupada said the same thing when he was establishing the worship of Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish in Los Angeles. He said that if you think that the deity is a brass-made idol or a piece of stone, then to you, Krishna will be like that. You will just see a brass-made idol. But if you accept that this is Krishna, then Krishna will personally speak with you. Krishna comes as the deity to reciprocate with his devotees. Krishna wants the bhakti of his devotees. But we have to be actually qualified to interact with him on that level. So when we hear of the great devotees, how they are worshipping the Lord, that should give us inspiration that we should become greedy. We should become greedy that I also want to attain this status of being a very intimate devotee of the Lord. Or rather, to be a devotee of a devotee of a devotee of the Lord. So here in South India, the process of archan is very much developed and appreciated. Our Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya also accepts the process of archan. But more importance is given to kirtan. There is no intrinsic difference between kirtan and archan. They are both meant for serving the Lord. But especially in Kali Yoga, kirtan is more important. It is not possible to follow all the intricate rules and regulations of archan in the modern age. As we can see at the present time visiting these temples, that it's quite clear that the standard is not as high as it once was. And that is a symptom of Kali Yoga, that people will build nice big houses for themselves with all facilities, but they won't think to how we have to look after the temple, renovate the temple. There in further south, in the Navatirupati, that's being renovated, all the temples, by T.V. Sundaram. He's done that. So after earning multi-crores of rupees, he spent something to renovate the Navatirupati near Tirunelveli. But we see that in the past, people, they made the Lord's house very nice and their own house not very nice. That's why we see so many old temples. We don't see many old houses, because people, they made the Lord's house nice and their own house not so nice. People would think it shameful and sinful that they should live in a better made house than the temple of the Lord. But in the modern age, people have very little sense of any kind. And they don't think that, well, what about the Lord's house? I should not have such a nice house. I should have a very nice house, and maybe if I have a few pennies left over, then we can donate half a can of paint to the temple. So, temple worship is there, but the process of kirtan is more recommended. There are many reasons for this. One reason is that it's difficult to maintain so many temples. And it's difficult to find people with enough steadiness and faithfulness to worship the Lord. But kirtan is very simple. Any time, any place, any condition, one can chant the holy names of the Lord. To perform archan requires special qualification and training. But to perform kirtan, there's no precondition. Even if one is sinful, he can chant the holy names of the Lord. And he will become purified. If someone remains, if they go on doing kirtan and they remain sinful, we can understand they're not very sincere about performing kirtan. But that point is there, that there's no pre-qualification. And kirtan is a very joyful process, chanting and singing for the pleasure of Krishna. We also have, along with kirtan, we have to hear about Krishna. Because without hearing about Krishna, we won't know why we should perform kirtan, how we should perform kirtan, with what attitude we should perform kirtan. Without properly hearing, our kirtan will not be purna kirtan, it will not be complete or perfect kirtan. So please go on with this process of hearing and chanting about Krishna. And archan should also be done. But we should know that the main process in Kali Yuga is by chanting the names of Krishna. So we have a lot of work to do in here in South India to engage people in chanting the holy names of Krishna. Many people are very pious, but they don't know the glories of Hari Kirtan, it seems, most people. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, in South India, people know archan, but they do not know kirtan. They know to worship Narayana with Sri Narayana. But they don't know to worship Sri Narayan in his original form of Radha Krishna. So we have this service to perform to inform people of the blissful life that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given by chanting the holy names of Krishna and worshipping Sri Narayan in his most blissful form of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So we'll finish there because we want to go to Taya Sanati before it closes. So please go on chanting Hare Krishna. We're visiting these holy places to get more inspiration to serve the Lord, the Sankirtan movement. Svasvasthanam. Is that in Tamil? With more enthusiasm to serve the Lord.